This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Dave Brown, and this is a podcast version of AMI's Morning Show, now with Dave Brown. Catch the live broadcasts weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern on AMI Audio and AMI TV. Welcome back to the Now COVID-19 Year in Review special. I'm Dave Brown. Let's look beyond the pandemic after spending the last couple of hours reflecting on it. Joining me now to discuss some of the responses that you've sent in is our very own producer, Paul Daniel. Hey, Paul, welcome to the show.
Hey, Dave, how's it going?
Doing well. Been a busy show today, Paul. Let's just start jumping through a couple of responses we got here on video, and we'll start with Mark Aflalo of Double Tap TV.
What I'm looking forward to most post-pandemic is seeing friends and traveling again. I used to travel, especially for work, many times a year. We had lots of trips planned to go see family in Europe, to go relax in Florida, to go to Scotland and meet up with Stephen and do some shows there, cover some conferences that we were going to go to this year. Of course, none of which happened in person. A lot of it happened virtually, which was great because we could cover a lot. But I'm really looking forward to just seeing some friends that I haven't been able to really spend some time with. And of course, seeing friends and family that are not here that we can go and travel to see.
We also heard from accessibility consultant Marco Pasqua.
So the thing I'm looking forward to the most post-pandemic is actually just being able to go out, see my friends and family in a meaningful way, have a drink, have some food together, and most importantly, give someone a hug.
Paul, you've got an email response here from our community reporter, Dorothy McNaughton.
Now, here it is. I am looking forward to being able to see my family, grandchildren, and especially to hug them. I'm looking forward to being able to meet with friends and to hold our monthly Canadian Council of the Blind meetings in person. I'll be happy to once again have family or friends over for coffee or for dinner.
And I think general connections to people is something that we heard reflected a lot in these responses. Let's hear once again from Canadian Press Weekend News editor Michelle McQuigg.
I'm keeping my post-pandemic expectations pretty basic, and I'm focusing on the one thing I know for absolutely certain I can't wait for when this dust settles, and that's the chance to hug people again. My God, I miss that.
And we also heard from the host of Kelly & Company, Kelly McDonald, who sent in this video.
Hi guys, Kelly McDonald here from Kelly & Company here on AMI Audio. What I'm looking most forward to post-pandemic is probably being able to go into a store, not have to navigate direction, but obviously trying to respect the protocols, and be able to put my hands on anything I want to buy. Because I can't see enough to know what it looks like, and now with those protocols, it's not so easy to take something in your hand and say, oh yes, yeah, okay, I get it, yeah, I'll take this, this is what I'm after. You rely a lot on description, or just stay at home and order them online. So that's what I'm looking forward to.
Yeah, we've definitely gone from a world of if you break it, you buy it, to if you touch it, you buy it. That's been a tough one to adjust to, eh, Paul?
Indeed, very hard. I mean, it's just you miss that connection of being able to that tactile feeling.
Let's hear what our community reporter Guy Carrier in Sudbury, Ontario, had to say.
Hi, I'm Guy Carrier, your community reporter for Northern Ontario. The thing I miss the most that I'm looking forward to post-pandemic is getting together with family. And maybe if I'm lucky one day, getting into a buffet.
Guy thinking about that buffet life. He's on to something there. Let's hear from the host of Outdoors with Lawrence Gunther.
Lawrence Gunther here, host of Outdoors with Lawrence Gunther, and a regular contributor to Now with Dave Brown. You know what I miss? I miss getting out in my truck with my boat and my buddies for fishing and research and checking on what's going on out there in the real world and nature. You know, making my podcasts, writing my articles, making my videos, meeting people, interviewing them. It's really hard when you're an outdoor person and you want to be in the outdoors and you have to do everything virtually. Yeah, we go out for walks and my family and I get out, but it's not quite the same. That's what I miss.
And Paul, you've got a response from our community reporter, Milena Kazanavicius.
Yeah, she says, I'll be looking forward to having more than two people at my home or having a large celebration, having large celebrations as my parents will be celebrating 50 years of marriage this year. I will look forward to not having to wear a mask every time I have to take Lewis out to do his business, though the hand washing will remain as usual. I'm assuming Lewis is her guide dog.
Yeah, that's her guide dog, yeah.
I'll look forward to not having to wonder and stress about whether my dear friends have been into many places as I am immune suppressed. I'll look forward to not having to juggle other comfort levels of my friends as to whether we go to a play or dinner or bowling. I'll look forward to ridding myself of this old odd anxiety that has perched itself on my soul, which I never had before.
And Paul,
that speaks, I think, to a lot of people.
Yeah, that definitely resonates with a lot of folks. The stress and anxiety of this year has been a lot. It'd be nice to ease that up a little bit. Let's also hear from Amy Amanti, our community reporter in Vancouver, BC.
So I think that that's what I'm going to enjoy the most. Not only giving people hugs as I'm sending you all virtual hugs, but the ability to just sit in a restaurant with my closest and, you know, shooting the breeze and just having conversations and being in spaces with people again, and certainly being on stage with the sound of a live audience will really be a blessing for me when we come back into a world that we can all be in together again safely.
We also got this response from our entertainment critic, Michael McNeely.
Well, to bring one of my favorite pops back, I'm looking forward to going flying again with my airplane. If you remember that from the last segment, I'm looking forward to doing some traveling. I'm also looking forward to going back to the Cineplex so that I can more effectively be a film critic because, like Pauline Kael used to say, she was one of my inspirations for being a film critic. She used to say that she loved to stand out of the doors to the movie theater and just to watch people, just to see how they intuit the film and to see their body language. And I miss that. I miss watching other people watch movies.
And finally, we heard from our community reporter in New Brunswick, Louise Levesque Burley.
I think I'm just going to grab anybody that I can find and give them a big hug. Human contact is what, for me, has been missing. And I'm going to hook the dog up and just go wild walking wherever I want, whenever I want. That was a piece of my independence that was taken away. Just have back my life. It'll be different. Nothing will be the same as before COVID. However, I'm looking forward to that day.
Paul, I think the general consensus that we kind of draw across there is people wanting to have a life with less hassles and more hugs. Well, what say you?
I'm going to join the majority here. I'm not known for doing that, but I'll join the majority. Yes, less hassles and more hugs. And I'm also looking forward to going to a library. To actually go into a library and to sit down and actually read a book, to go to a coffee shop, to order a coffee and actually sit down and enjoy it. I'm one of those kind of people who enjoys the ambiance of an Italian bakery that I have one nearby, but I can't go inside. I can't stay inside. We have to go outside. And just to be able to, getting back in the office, to be honest with you, to see you guys in person, I miss that camaraderie that you can't get, that can't be replicated on, on Zoom, but I look forward to that. I look forward to being able to do that one time and being on a bus without being afraid.
Yeah, Paul, I think when we start talking about that freedom of movement, right? We heard in an email from Milena earlier in the show that everything comes with sort of a premeditation now, that everything needs to be planned down to the letter and planned down to the time, and that the mathematics needs to be done. Just the freedom of movement to be able to get on a bus comfortably and not worry about who am I coming into contact with? How is this impacting my bubble?
Indeed. It's just, people, it's an anxiety. I think people miss the idea of security. We haven't had that for a year. I think people look forward to the idea of being less insecure and more comfortable.
Paul, as you mentioned, life back in the office, not a lot of folks know this. You and I are essentially desk mates. We're next to one another, although a lot of my stuff has migrated towards your desk over the course of the last few months.
We'll discuss off the air, Dave. We'll discuss off the air. Okay? Yeah. You're assuming squatter's rights on my property there. We'll discuss that with HR.
I'll make sure to pay you the appropriate tithe to do that one, to pay you a little bit of rents. But Paul, just as we're wrapping up here, just sort of in 30 seconds or less, what's been your overall reflection of this past year?
It's brought the best and the worst of us. And I think in AMI's case, we've shown that, we've we've served as proof to the words essential service. We made our message and we provide our audience with information that they could use. And like I said, the best and worst of us, we tried to be honest, accurate, and truthful. There was enough anxiety. We tried to, if not provide the anxiety, but at least to minimize the anxiety. I think that's a great legacy for us.
Hey, Paul, we always appreciate your perspective off the air every day, and it's always a pleasure when we get a chance to get you on the air. Thank you for your contribution here and helping us with this segment, and we'll talk to you in a couple minutes in our post-show meeting.
Thank you, Dave.
You've been listening to Now with Dave Brown. Hit the subscribe button on any podcast platform and leave us a rating and a review.